You're listening to a podcast from the CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.
Today, we're speaking to Bishop Pat Lynch on the topic of migration. The bishops of England and Wales have released a new pastoral statement called Mission of the Church to Migrants in England and Wales. Migration is an issue very much in the public eye. But why has this statement been released now?
Well, there's a number of reasons for that. One, it has changed the face of the church in England and Wales. But migration has always affected the church over many, many decades in England and Wales. Going back over 150 years, since the famine in Ireland, since World War I and World War II, and especially after World War II, there were new groups of immigrants coming to England and Wales in the period of Reconstruction, from the West Indies, from Ireland especially, but also some from the Indian subcontinent. It's particularly important here in England and Wales, but this is a phenomenon that reflects a wider phenomenon in the world as well, I would add, at this particular time, because of two factors. One is globalisation, and the other is the enlargement of the European Union. Basically, globalisation has an effect on the economies of the world, whereby it facilitates and in some ways encourages a mobility of the workforce. The European Union, in particular, for us, affects this as well, because what it means is that a shortage of labour in one particular country, perhaps in the construction industry, perhaps in the service sector, perhaps in the agricultural sector, a shortage of labour in one country means, or is the possibility of a job from somebody in another country, whether from Poland, whether from Portugal, whether from Lithuania. So that has impacted in a very special way, not only our society, but in a very, very special way, the Catholic Church, because many of these new migrant communities have very large percentages of Catholic people.
Now you say new migrant communities. I mean, I guess we will grow and learn as we go along. But let's talk about the document now. Mission of the Church to Migrants in England and Wales. What have you set out to achieve with the document? And in particular, how can we as Catholics use the principles contained therein in our local parishes?
Well, I think the purpose of the document would be threefold. One is inspiration, the second would be education, and the third would be to facilitate and to help in pastoral action. In terms of inspiration, it's to root our understanding of our call to welcome migrants and to a mission to migrants in the scriptures and in our tradition and social teaching of the church. The second, in terms of education, and I think the education is important, is we need to understand migration here in Britain in the context of our own particular history and the very, very strong tradition of welcoming migrants in the Catholic Church here in England and Wales, but also in the context of what is happening globally in economic terms and social terms at the moment. And thirdly, in terms of pastoral action, it's to provide a framework. It's not to provide a policy. It's to provide a framework whereby the church can respond to the needs of migrants from a common direction and inspiration, acknowledging always that the action will be local and responding to particular needs.
Now, I was interested to read the use of the word fellowship. I think that's a nice way of putting it. And also the document makes it clear that, you know, it needs to be a little more than just saying hello, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that one of the ministries or one of the tasks of the mission of the church is that task of welcoming. Traditionally, there's a long, long tradition in the Catholic Church of a very rich understanding of mission. And that is rooted in the New Testament. That is rooted in the Acts of the Apostles. And there was always three elements to that mission of the church. And the first was proclaiming the word, drawing people into an understanding of who Jesus is and to a deeper relationship with Christ. And that is the catechetical, or helping people to deepen their faith. The second element was that dimension of building up the communion and the holiness of the church. And that word communion sums it up in a sense. And that's a word that we use in the church, especially now since Vatican II. But the word fellowship is another word that could be used for that in some sort of way. And many of the Protestant traditions will use that phrase. But the feature or the important part of building up a fellowship is that you need to have a welcoming atmosphere in the church. You need to reach out and welcome newly arrived migrants.
Would you say that's the bedrock, the thing that must come first, as it were, to build upon?
I think that's absolutely right, because what does welcoming involve? I think the first thing in terms of the host community is to recognise the migrant and the migrant communities. Sometimes the migrant community can be hidden. You hear the language on the streets, you see the food items in the shops, but you have no connection with the migrant community as such. So the first challenge is for the host community and the Catholic community is to recognise and see the migrant communities around. Then the second challenge and the second element in that is to connect with those migrant communities. And that means to overcome those barriers, whether it's cultural, whether it's language, whether it's social, to connect with those migrant communities. Because if you don't connect, people can't feel they belong. And if people don't belong, they certainly won't participate.
One thing I find heartening is that my children now go to school with kids from a wide variety of cultural backgrounds, and they learn about those cultures. So really, our Catholic schools are very important, aren't they?
I think the Catholic schools, because of the tremendously strong ethos in the Catholic schools, secondly, because of the strong leadership we have in the Catholic schools and the clear identity of Catholic schools, have a very important part to play. First of all, in terms of human development. That, in other words, that as people come to the country, one of the things all parents look for is that strong foundation in faith, and to give their young people, their children, the best education that they can possibly get. And they look to the church for that. So on the one hand, as the young person grows and develops and grows through the school, and we find it time and time again, after initial difficulties, when they get a competency in the language, when they relate to people of different cultures, that they themselves are tremendously integrated. So by the time they've finished the Catholic school system, that they are completely integrated into the mainstream of our society and in our church. Also, it's an opportunity through the schools, because there's such a strong parental involvement in our Catholic schools, there's a great opportunity for parents of different cultural backgrounds to interact and to get to know parents from other cultures. And we can do that in parishes and in schools, and not only can do it, and many places do it, by having special occasions where parishes celebrate the school feast day or the parish feast day, whether it's World Migration Day, an international day, where people share their culture and share their gifts. And one of the things both the school and the parish can do is build understandings between groups and communities that come from different cultures and different parts of the world. Because it is by understanding and seeing and experiencing those other cultures then that unity develops.
Finally, Bishop Pat, what are your hopes for this document? How would you like people to reflect and take on what's being put forward here?
I think there's two hopes. One would be that it would be a source of inspiration and reflection, whereby people would reflect on the document and see the direction that this document embodies. And then following on from that reflection at local level, whether it's diocese, whether it's parish, whether it's deanery, whether it's region, maybe reflect on it in a sense, how does that help us now or inspire us to respond to the needs of migrants in our particular region? And the elements that I would hope we would bring out would be, how can we welcome migrants? Number one, how can we learn from migrants? How can we enable the faith of migrants to grow? And how can we walk with and empower the migrants as they try in some way to improve their life? Basically, how can we be a sign of unity in our world today?
Bishop Pat Lynch, the bishop with pastoral responsibility for migrants. For more from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk.